Questions 26 through 28. Although concert pianist Lang Lang was promoted as a symbol of the youth and future of China in Beijing's opening ceremony for the 2008 Summer Olympics, he had almost given up on his dream of being a pianist. When he was a child in Beijing, where he had moved in order to study piano, Lang Lang went through a time of estrangement from his father after his piano teacher had unfairly criticized him and he declined to play the piano. While he was in trouble with his father, Lang Lang once wandered through an outdoor market where he saw a fruit vendor with watermelons for sale. Lang Lang did not have any money, but he picked up and held a watermelon that he wished he had money to buy. The fruit vendor saw him and said, "The way you're caressing that melon, it's as if you're playing a musical instrument. Most people just poke at it." Lang Lang explained that he used to play the piano, but had stopped. The fruit vendor joked, "You look too young to be retired." Lang Lang explained, "I had a teacher who said I wasn't very talented." The fruit vendor replied, "Teachers can be wrong. I think you must play beautifully." Lang Lang asked, "How do you know?" The fruit vendor explained, "I can hear you in my imagination. And I look at your hands and fingers." He then gave Lang Lang a watermelon, saying, "This watermelon is not for sale. I was saving it as a gift for a great musician. This is your reward for having practiced so long and hard. This is your prize." The fruit vendor's name was Han. Soon he became a friend of the family, and Lang Lang called him Uncle Number Two. And soon Lang Lang started playing the piano again. Another thing that helped Lang Lang to start playing the piano again was a letter from the children in a choir he had been accompanying. They told him how talented he was, and they sent him a toy, a transformer, as a gift to show their appreciation.